It's a strange thing that Southern Baptists have such a great love for the Jewish people. And stranger still that Baptist preacher John Hagee can whip up more love for Jews than he can for Jesus.
So what is our response? After 31 years, our love for Israel and the Jewish people is rock solid. The fires of adversity have melted us together, and we are united, we are indivisible. We are today and tomorrow the voice of Israel in the United States of America without apology.
But at gut level, I mean person to person, Baptists don't like Jews. And believe me, for I grew up as a Jew, Jews don't like Baptists. The chemistry just doesn't mix. Why then does John Hagee and his followers slobber all over a people who wouldn't be caught dead in one of their ham salad potluck dinners? Dispensationalism, the Scofield Bible, that's why.
When you stand with Israel, you can't be all things to all people. You either do or you don't, and we welcome those of you here tonight who support the state of Israel and the Jewish people. Give it a shout!
For 1900 years, the dynamic between the historic church and Jews was one of conflict. With passion plays and processions of the cross, Jews were looked upon as Christ killers. But it's only in the last 100 years with the Scofield Bible that Jews have been transformed into heroes and even objects of worship. You see, the plan of salvation is broken down into seven ages by the Scofield Bible, dispensations, thus dispensationalism. Right now we're in the sixth, the church age, to be followed by the so-called 1,000-year reign of Christ, where Jews are the stars of the show. First the rapture, then the 144,000, Jews become Baptists. Jesus sets up an address in Jerusalem, and all the rest of the nonsense. But now it's the church age, where the Gentiles aren't doing a whole heck of a lot. All the real action is saved for the Jews. You see, what's being touted here, and the Jews just laugh all the way to Capitol Hill, is just another piece of Jewish supremacism. The goys are too stupid to do anything worthwhile during their church age. But when the Jews show up, look out. It's a tacit admission by the Baptists that Jews are better than them. You better bless the Jews or America won't be blessed, says John Hagee.
God's promise to Abraham and the Jewish people that affects every person here, and what we're doing tonight is, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. This is God's foreign policy statement for Israel that has never changed.
What a bunch of bull. This is God's foreign policy statement? Nah, it's the Jews' foreign policy statement that has every senator by the throat. For with all the blessings heaped on Israel with billions of dollars in aid for a Jewish homeland, I don't see America with foreclosures all over the place being blessed, do you? My friends, we are not to bless Christ-hating Jews who St. Paul calls the enemies of the gospel. For when God said to Abraham, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, God was referring to Abraham's seed, who St. Paul identifies as Christians, the Israel of God, not Jews. But the Baptists have laid down their arms, not me. We can be the stars of the show, for the battle has only just begun.